Just want to talk about tefillah. Tefillah is the Rambam Shel Olam, as I'll say, and it's constantly needs chizuk. B'nei Adam Mezalzel Behem. This is one of the Arba, the Rambam Shel Sichin Chizuk. The Mora says it's the concept of tefillah. I want to talk about specifically not just tefillah, but specifically about talk about Shemoneh Esrei a little bit. Start with some ideas which I mentioned other times. So, but again, the point isn't the kedushim. The point is to get to do the real stuff. Tefillah b'chlal. We know the tefillah has in it three components. There's the shevach, which we give to Kodesh Baruch Hu beforehand. There is the bakashas, and then there is the hidah. So, if you look at the brachas, we feel comfortable with many of them. They fit into that. They fit very well into that category. The yud gimel brachas are bakashas. We understand that. Moedim is hidah. We understand that. The bracha of Ritzei and the bracha of Sim Shalom, which are also put under the group of Hadoah, are a little bit difficult to understand. They seem to be vakashas. We ask in Kodesh Baruch Hu to accept our tefillahs. We ask in Kodesh Baruch Hu to put Shalom, etc. That seems to be not Hadoah, but vakasha. And when it comes to Shevach, so the second bracha of Shemoneh Esrei, Shevach, Kodesh Baruch Hu, the Gevura of Kodesh Baruch Hu is called Gevurais, Gevurais Kshamim, Gevura. That's the praise of Kodesh Baruch Hu. We understand that. The third bracha is Kedusha, Bresham is Kaddish, which means he's beyond human comprehension. That's the Shevach of Kaddish Baruch Hu. He's infinite, he's beyond us. We also understand that. The first bracha of Shemoneh Esrei is very difficult to understand. Exactly what exactly is the message of the first bracha of Shemoneh Esrei? Especially since Chazal come along and say that the Kaddish Baruch Hu tells Avraham Avinu that not only are they going to give you a special bracha in your name, again Avraham, but your bracha goes before my bracha. That's Chazal's lashon, the Medrash beginning of Lecha. So means that Magen Avraham is perceived by Chazal in some way to be a bracha about a Romavino, not about a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Your bracha goes before mine. It's difficult to understand exactly what is the point that we're trying to accomplish. What is the praise of a Kodesh Baruch Hu? He's Elokei Avraham, he's called Yitzchak, Elokei Yaakov. What's the praise of a Kodesh Baruch Hu? And that seems to be the ikar of the bracha. We add other points.
That he bore those people. He praises that, look what you have done, you've created incredible Nevi'im, and they serve you, and you're able to have a good relationship with them.
Okay, possibility. And then the chasim of the bracha is, Baruch Ata Hashem, again, Avraham. The Shevach HaKadosh Baruch Hu is that he protected Avraham. Okay, and that's nice. I mean, that, yeah. We appreciate that very much. But what's the point of again Avraham? Chazal say that they ask, there's a Tosfos which grapples with the following question. There's Gemara in Brachos. The Gemara in Brachos says I'm a Rav. That every Bracha which does not have an Shem Malchus is not a valid Bracha. So if it doesn't have Shem Malchus, it's not a valid Bracha. So it has to say Elokeinu, Hashem Elokeinu, that's shame. Melech Yolam is Malchus. So the obvious question is, Tosfos says, I don't understand. In Shemoneh Esrei, there's no Melech Yolam. You don't have Melech Yolam in Shemoneh Esrei. So if a bracha requires Shema Malchus to be valid bracha, and it doesn't have Shema Malchus, it only has Shema, not Malchus, it's not a valid bracha, so how does it stem with Rav's halach? So Tosfos says two terutzim. Tosfos says one terutz is that halacha is when a bracha was said, but Torah, the purpose of the bracha is to give, the eager purpose of the bracha is to give Shevach to Kadosh Baruch Hu. So that bracha requires Shema Malchus. Shemoneh Esrei, which is the eager function, is Tefillah and Bakasha. It does not require Shema Malchus. Okay. The rule is limited. Teretz number one. Teretz number two, Zok the Tosfos, is since Chazal say that Avraham Avinu was the first person that called the Kodesh Baruch Hu other, and he made the Kodesh Baruch Hu's Malchus visible in the world. Therefore, when we say Elokei Avraham, we have accomplished saying Malchus of a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Elokei Avraham is equivalent to saying Malchus. A Kodesh Baruch Hu being the Elokei Avraham, that he has therefore effectively created a Musig of Malchus in the world. Toast the second text. Okay. There's another Gemara, and the Gemara says that whenever Kodesh Baruch Hu kol makom shatzu moitzah gdulosoi shamata moitzah and v'sanusoi. Whenever you find a Kodesh Baruch Hu's gdula, hakel hagadol kibbeh v'anora, Kel Gadol Gibor Vanoro. No, Kel Gadol Gadol Gibor Han Roa. So then the pasuk continues. It says, "Oisem mishpat yosem amona." The person gets involved in the mishpat yosem amona. Those are things which would seemingly be beneath a melech gadol, a gibor, a neira. That's not what melech gadol gets involved in. He gets involved in tremendously significant enterprises. Kadosh Baruch Hu, in his anivus, is willing to lower himself to be involved in taking care of the lowest of the low and the downtrodden, etc. Shama, there you find on v'zanusay. That's the Mora says. And that Dhamma says is Kasa Batera, Mishana Ben Abiyam, Mashulash Baksubim. It's mentioned three times that the Kodesh, that's what Kodesh Baruch Hu does. Malchus is a fascinating thing. Malchus is a Kodesh Baruch Hu. We rate the Kodesh Baruch Hu as a Melech. Kodesh Baruch Hu is a Melech. Kodesh Baruch Hu is not a Melech like any other Melech, because we also relate to Kodesh Baruch Hu as being close to us. A Melech represents distance. Melech represents awe, fear. And Kodesh Baruch Hu is not like that. Kodesh Baruch Hu is available. Kodesh Baruch Hu created a world. The Umos Adam knew about, the previous generation knew about Kodesh Baruch Hu. Kodesh Baruch Hu is Kelly Law. He's the high God, which you can't interact with directly. You have to do a Vada Zohar. You have to put somebody in between. Came along a Rav Avinu. Rav Avinu said, Kodesh Baruch Hu is interested in us. He's interested in human beings. He's interested in the lowly of the low. This Ramam is also Beria, Felu, Shrela, the Das, Pu'uta, if they killed Abim Deus. The Bershom is interested in Eli Rangold. It's just a Pelot de Gazak. Like, what could the Bershom care about Eli Rangold? Eli Rangold is so insignificant. I mean, the analogy of Eli Rangold being interested in a little microbe on the ground. And we're having a conversation. This micro saying, "Oh wow, great, Eli Rangold." It's like you know, Eli Rangold gets a big jolly out of being called great by microbes. I mean, a better thing to do with my life. That's not the merit between myself and the Kodesh Baruch Hu is greater than that. And the Kodesh Baruch Hu is totally interested. So that's the nevus of the Kodesh Baruch Hu. The Malchus that Rav Avinu was Mechadish in the world, well, they knew about Kodesh Baruch Hu as the Melech, he's in charge. But he's so way beyond, you can't interact with him. The Malchus that Rav Avinu was Mechadish in the world was a Malchus where Kodesh Baruch Hu was imminently available and interested. That was Rav Avinu's Kiddush. So when he made everybody know that Kodesh Baruch Hu was the Adon, he's the master. And not in the sense that they thought they could do whatever they wanted, but they sort of did. But that wasn't the point. The point was that the Kodesh Baruch Hu was so above him, he's not interested, he doesn't care. Rav Avinu said the Kodesh Baruch Hu was so interested that he does care. He cares we should do the right thing. And he wants to help us, he wants to be available for us. So there's a melech, there's expectations from us. There's an other, there's a master with expectations. And on the other half, there is availability. Shmoneh Esrei starts off with that yesod. Baruch Hashem is Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu. We should know he's Melech Olam. He's intimately involved in this world. He cares. That which he gave us bread, because he cares about us. The Melech Olam is Motzei Lechem Min Ha'aretz. So besides talking about wow, the God of the Kodesh Baruch Hu, that he provides the world with food. Tremendous. Right? But where would we be without food? Tremendous chesed of bread. It's also that he cares. That the Baruch Hu made a beautiful smell. It's a bracha for that. Beautiful. I see an ocean. I say a bracha. First, I should ask you before. I say Baruch Hu. We are the members of the mishpacha who came to clearly understand how much you're interested in us. So, as a member of that family, we come forward to reconnect and reutilize that connection that our others established with you. We know that you're interested, therefore we have the audacity to ask, because now you're interested. I mean, Velt says a word, Sosema says it, I'll just say it. You start Shemoneh Esrei with Hashem Svasai Tiftoch, why don't we start with that pasuk? Hashem Svasai Tiftoch. Why? He says, because a person should come to Shemoneh Esrei and should be so overwhelmed and awestruck by Kodesh Baruch Hu's being that we can't open our mouths. We need a special tefillah. The Rosh Hashanah should help us to open our mouths. Hashem is beside Tiftoch, please. But it's overwhelming. It should be overwhelming. It should be an overwhelming experience of Davening the Kodesh Baruch. It should be. That's what Shemoneh Esrei, you're standing talking to the Kodesh Baruch. It should be, you know, the person should be trembling. So how do we have the chutzpah to do it? Huh? Because you, Rebbeinu, you showed the way. You paved the way. You taught Avraham Avinu. You taught the world through Avraham Avinu. What Avraham Avinu taught the world is that you are totally interested in what Eli Rangel has to say. And you want to hear what I have to say. You want to talk. You want me to talk to you. You want me to ask. Otherwise, I wouldn't have the chutzpah to do it. I wouldn't have the chutzpah. So how could Shemoneh Esrei not start with that lesson? So that lesson is embodied in Elokei Avraham. Elokei Yitzchak, Elokeinu Elokei Avraham. He said Elokeinu. What are the words Elokeinu? Most mind-boggling statement. The Bereshit cloaks his name. Who is he? Who is he? The infinite being with no limits. Our minds can't comprehend. Who is the Kodesh Baruch Hu? He's Elokeinu. That's his name. The Bereshit puts us together with him in his name. Who is he? He's the God of the Jews. Who is he? He's the God. He is the God of Avraham. He's the Kei Avraham. That's what Kodesh Baruch Hu is. It's a chutzpah nerve. It's like, you know, you come along and take the greatest king which exists in the world and say, well, he's the king of Ronald Smith, his servant. That's who he is. That's his gedula. That's his praise. He has a guy named Ronald Smith, and he's the king over Ronald Smith. He's the king over billions and billions and billions of people. No, he's the king over Ronald Smith, and that's praise for him. You think about it. What are we doing? And the Kodesh Baruch says, I want you to say that. I want you to say that. I'm willing to put my name on a human being. So it's a praise of Avraham Avinu. The person wants to put his name on it. But it's the anivus of a Kodesh Baruch Hu. The person wants to put his name on a human being. That is the only way you can touch Shemoneh Esrei. Every person touches Shemoneh Esrei and he says, I can't do it. I can't. The Mesil Shoram says that if you want to prepare for Shemoneh Esrei, you practice test. He says, if you want to prepare for Shemoneh Esrei properly, you sit and you contemplate the Gdula of Kodesh Baruch Hu. And you're overwhelmed with the Gdula of Kodesh Baruch Hu and the pachad of approaching him. And then you simultaneously comprehend the sweetness that Kodesh Baruch Hu allowed us to approach him, and he's interested and cares. And that feeling of the combination of the awe and the ava well up in the person's heart, and that's how you touch Shemoneh Esrei. That's how you approach a davening. You approach a davening with it's the Rambam writes in one place who says that the high point of a person's day is Shemoneh Esrei. You know what it means? A human being is standing in front of his creator. Well, it's always the high point of your day. There's like nothing like it. It's way up there. And you know, if a person wants to really work on it, well, the person has to understand, we're not going to get there tomorrow. We're not going to get there. Understand what we're talking about. You know, because tefillah is so often, and we do it the same word, it's actually lose sight of what it is. Understand what tefillah is. Tefillah is the Kodesh Baruch Hu's greatest gift. He allows us to talk to him directly. Mamish, like the Gemara says, you should perceive yourself as if you went. The Ben Yehuda says you should touch the Gemara. You perceive yourself as if right now you're standing. You are standing in the Kodesh Kodashim talking to the Kodesh Baruch. That's what Shemoneh Esrei is, and it's a tremendous matana that he gave us. And we'll start learning to appreciate it properly.